Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're here together working hard to improve our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is an education and mentoring or consulting program for people who want to learn how to build a second stream of income with real estate. We teach them single family investing and apartments, self-storage, senior living, mobile home parks, you know, anything that produces cash flow. And the idea is based off of Warren Buffett's teachings, where he said, never depend on a sole source of income, meaning your job. Always invest to build a second stream of income, which precludes most stocks and mutual funds because they don't produce cash flow. That's what we're doing. That's what seems to be about the only business model that's working, or map, if you will, that's working. You know, when you look at the 5%, and it is only 5% of Americans that are able to retire successfully by age 65, the majority of them have a second stream of income, and the vast majority of them used real estate to build that second stream of income. What I want to talk about today is a little point that I learned maybe 2 weeks ago. It's the point that you have to know where you're at, where you're starting from, for a map to work for you. In other words, if I handed you a map, but you had no idea where you were on that map, would that map do any good for you? It would not. You would have, you'd be confused, you know. You'd just be sitting there going, well, where in the heck am I on this map? Now, let's talk first about the map and why it's so important to have the right map. And this little lesson, I try to review at least once a month, because this was probably the most life-changing lesson that I have ever learned. And it's based off of Stephen Covey's work in The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. This book was named the most influential book of the 20th century. And it comes down to, if you are on the wrong map, it doesn't matter if you work harder. It doesn't matter if you go get a degree in map reading. It doesn't matter if you work on your attitude or your motivation. All those things can do, working harder, getting another degree, working on your attitude, all those three things can do is get you to the wrong place faster. Because when you internalize it like that and blame yourself, you know, you say, I'm not getting the results that I want, so I'm going to go work 60, 70 hours a week, or I'm going to go get another degree from a university, or I'm going to work on my attitude. It's just going to get you to the wrong place faster. Because the problem is actually not with you. The problem is with the map. And the map that I'm referring to is the map that just about all of us can relate to. And it was given to us by our parents, our high school teachers. It was given to us by college professors and counselors. And then some of you got it from a financial planner. And the map goes something like this. work real hard in high school, do your best to get into college. If you get into college, finish, get a degree, then get a job with a major corporation with high pay and good benefits, scrimp and save, climb the corporate ladder, wait for people to die or retire and all those strategies for moving up in a career. Put your money in an IRA or 401k. Save for 45 years. Retire and then live off of your savings. Does that map sound a little bit familiar? It's what I was told. It's what I have yet to consult somebody one-on-one that they didn't say, yeah, that was the map I was given. So I think it's unfortunately consistent across middle America because the rich are not teaching their kids that strategy at all. I'm talking about the poor and the middle class. The poor and the middle class are taught what I just shared with you. But what happens is people wake up and they go, man, I'm 35. 2 times 35 is 70. I'm halfway there and I'm nowhere near my goal. And this is where Stephen Covey warns that people internalize it and they blame themselves. They say they're not working hard enough, they're not smart enough, they're not motivated, they don't have the right attitude. But none of those things matter. Because again, the problem is not with you. The problem is with that stinking map. It doesn't work. But go back to the beginning of the show. What if you don't know where you're at? So even if you did get the right map, it really wouldn't matter. You don't know where you're starting from. So even if you had the right map that Warren Buffett gave you, build a second stream of income, you can't do it because you don't know where you're starting from. Now, what I'm referring to is something that's going on in mass right now. People are not looking at their 401ks and IRAs. They're not. And the reason they're not looking at them is because it's painful. With the stock market going down, mutual funds, all losing money, people don't want to look. So they don't actually know where they're at financially right now. And people will say, well, but the rest of the time they know, right? Nope. Most people never, and I mean never, this is why 95% of Americans fail to retire by age 65. They never take an honest, hard look at where they're at financially. And we'll talk about that hard look when we come back from the break here on the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thank you so much for listening.
Were you told that it's normal to lose money in a down market? That's just not true. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, CEO of Total Wealth Academy. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets while creating a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. If you have $100,000 or more to invest, you should consider this to protect and grow your money. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com, that's TotalWealthAcademy.com, and click the free sample class button. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're talking about taking a good, hard look at where you're at financially today. And then we have to take a good, hard look at your age. And these are both things that people don't like to do. They don't like to talk about the fact that they're past 40, that they're way past middle age. And it's so deceptive. On TV, they always show you people in their 50s and 60s and go, middle-aged man or woman. Now, what are you going to live to be, 120? No, middle age is 35 to 40. 2 times 35, 70. 2 times 40 is 80. Only 1% of Americans live past 80. So middle age is 35 to 40. Once you wake up to that realization and admit it, and you say, well, I'm 45, I'm 55, I'm way past it, it's painful, but you got to do it. You got to face it. Face the facts. To not face them is going to keep you from taking action and really destroy your life. This is why, you know, people wake up on that 60th birthday and they're like, ooh, I guess I better start preparing for retirement. No, you should have started at 22. But okay, you got to start wherever you're at. So when we talk about knowing exactly where you're at, let's say that we work, some people start working at 18, some people start working at 22 after they graduate college, so we'll say that's 20. Average person starts about 20, and you work till you're 65, so that's 45 years. Divided by 2, 22 and a half, about 42 and a half, you should have half of your savings for retirement because you've worked half of your working career. Does that make sense? So if you need $3 million to retire, by 42 and a half, you should have about $1.5 million. Okay, I know what you're saying. I don't have anywhere near that. You better start taking action. Don't get depressed about it. Don't beat yourself up. There is nothing functional or effective about either of those things. And don't blame anybody else. Take full 100% responsibility for your financial position, but you have to know where you're at. It means grabbing those IRA statements. I know it's painful right now because you've lost 10, 20, 30. One guy, I think it was $55,000 he's lost in the last 30 days. You got to look at it. You got to know exactly where you're at and what's happening. Then the map works. But there's an important point here that I want everybody to understand, and it's this. If you don't like looking at your IRA and 401 because they're losing money, if you don't like to admit you don't have $1.5 million saved up, you're going to stagnate. Because why take any action if you don't admit you're dissatisfied and not getting the results that you want? If you go into a state of denial, everything's okay, it'll work out, that state of denial keeps you from taking action. And there's a very strong rule in life. If you keep doing what you're doing, you will keep getting what you're getting. So if you're 42 and a half, half your working career is over, it didn't work, you don't have $1.5 million saved up, are you seriously going to do the same thing another 22 and a half years and expect a different result? That is a form of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. You don't want to do that. You want to change your behaviors. You want to change how you invest. You may even want to think about changing careers if you're unhappy in your job. You've got to change if you want a different result the next 22 years. And if you're at, you know, a couple hundred grand, that's all you got at 42 and a half. If you double that, will you be able to retire? The answer is no. But that's all that's going to happen if you don't change what you're doing. Took you 22 and a half years to come up with a couple hundred grand. If you keep doing the same thing, it will take you 22 years to come up with another couple hundred grand, and you'll have 400 grand divided by 20 years. What is that? 20 grand a year? You're going to be able to retire on 20 grand a year? I don't think so. So the power of taking a good hard look at where you're at now financially is that it is incredible motivation if you use it correctly. But I mentioned that most people use it incorrectly. They go, man, I'm 42 and a half. Only got a couple hundred grand. I suck. I don't know what I'm doing. Nothing works. I tried everything. All of that's dysfunctional and completely ineffective. The correct response is, huh, all right, I tried that. I worked hard at it for 22 and a half years. Didn't work. Let me try something different the next 22 and a half years. And you start looking for what that different is. You start reading. You start finding people who are retired to ask them how they did it. You get around multimillionaires and you ask them, what would you do differently the next 22 and a half years? And be wise enough to do what they say. You know, everybody kind of harps at me because I say getting old sucks. And the reason they kind of harp at me is because it's freaking true, but we don't want to talk about it. It's what? Too painful. But see, I don't say it in a negative way. I say it to motivate myself to take action. To get myself to live every day a little bit better than the day before. Because getting old takes everything from you. And then your reward for getting old, you die. Again, you could take that negatively, but that's you, not me. I take it as, you know what? I think I'm going to tell my kids how much I love them today. I think I'm going to make love to my wife. I think I'm going to buy her flowers. I think I'm going to exercise. I think I'm going to do something to build wealth today. Today. Because the number of days that I have left are getting smaller. Minus one every day. That's not negative to me. You could say, yeah, but, you know, you run out of days. That's negative. Okay. You're going to worry about something you have no control over? That's not healthy. You cannot worry about something you have no control over. That's just totally insane. And it will drive you insane, and it will destroy your life. No, when I say getting old sucks, it's to motivate myself, and you should use it this way too, to live life to the fullest today, to get this stuff done, because getting old sucks. I was at Lowe's this morning getting some soil, and the lady could barely, you know, she went down on her knees to help me find something, and it took her 30, 40 seconds to be able to stand back up. I go, wow, are you nursing a back injury? She goes, no, I got arthritis in my left knee and arthritis in my upper back or something like that. And she said it. She goes, getting old sucks. And I just had to laugh. I told her, I said, I say that on my radio show. People can't face it, but you better face it because it's real. And time is going by. 42 and a half turns into 62 and a half real quick. That's only 20 years. Think back. If you're 42, how long ago does 22 feel? It's like yesterday, isn't it? Do you realize you're going to be saying the same thing at 62? I remember when I was 42. Seems like yesterday. Use that point to motivate yourself to move forward. Take a good hard look at where you're at financially today and where you want to be. And understand, you got to change if you're ever going to get where you want to be. All right, this is the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
If you have a financial planner, ask them these two questions. One, will I lose money in a down market? Two, do I still pay you if I lose money? If the answer to either question is yes, fire them and come see us. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets and create a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where what my goal is today is to try and get you to look hard and sometimes painfully at where you're at financially today. But not in a negative way. Do not beat yourself up. Do not complain. You have to take full responsibility for it. You are in the financial position you're in as a direct result of your behaviors in the past. And if you're not in the financial position you want to be in, then you have to change your behaviors. If all you do every week is just go to a job, come home, collect a paycheck, live paycheck to paycheck, are you really going to do that another 22 and a half years and think that anything is going to change? As crazy as that sounds, the vast majority of you, while you're saying no, you're acting yes. You're going to do it another 22 and a half years. You just refuse to change. You got to change. It's such a simple concept, and so few people do it. So few people. As you see from the statistics, only 5% are doing it. So, as painful as it is, go get your IRA statement current. Go get your 401k statement current. Compare it to a year ago. Are you moving up or down? Recognize those speculative investments, stocks and mutual funds, for what they are. They go up and down. The average is 7.5. Are you going to be able to retire if all you get is a 7.5% rate of return? The answer is probably not. Probably not. You need a higher rate of return. To do that, it means you have to become more. You're going to have to do more and become more than you are today. This is why Total Wealth Academy exists, is because I wouldn't say large, I'd say small to medium numbers of people are waking up and they're coming to us. We're teaching them how to build a second stream of income, and they're making humongous differences in their financial lives. They are changing. they're becoming more. You can't sit through 40 hours of my training and not be a better investor, more effective, get a higher rate of return, expect a higher rate of return. You just can't do it. So get out there, analyze where you're at today. If you're not satisfied, don't for a second think you can keep doing what you're doing. You are going to have to change. And that requires work. You got to be willing to do the work. There's no such thing as something for nothing. You got to do the work. This means reading, listening to books, attending seminars, attending workshops, joining clubs. You got to get out there and hustle. You know, there's a big, and I love this phrase, side hustle. You got to have a side hustle in these days. And really, I hate that phrase. Everybody who succeeded for the last hundreds of years has had a side hustle. Look at Ben Franklin. Look at Andrew Carnegie. Look at any billionaire, any millionaire. Multiple streams of income as a rule. And some of them used only businesses. But for the average person, you should have multiple streams of income, your job and your real estate or whatever other business you invest in. You got to have those multiple streams of income. And remember, you don't have to keep your IRA and 401k in speculative stuff like stocks, mutual funds, gold, silver, or crypto. You can self-direct your IRA and 401k and buy real estate. We do it all the time. Now, you have to educate yourself to be able to do that. And I can prove it with just a simple point. Do you know how many people have their mouth wide open right now because they just learned that they could self-direct their IRA or 401k into real estate? They didn't even know. People, it is your responsibility to know. You can't hit 65 and go, I just didn't know. Ignorance is no excuse. Not when there's libraries, the internet, Total Wealth Academy. There's all kinds of places to learn this stuff. But it requires work. You got to do it. Understand this too, though. You're smart enough. You're hardworking enough. You can do it. You got to believe in yourself. I get that point, but that's a whole nother show. But you can do it. Change. Every one of you is capable of changing and getting a different result than you've gotten in the past. As Tony Robbins puts it, the past does not equal the future. There's a caveat, though, unless you don't change. If you don't change, then your future is the same as right now. Are you going to be able to retire in that circumstance? Answer's probably no. And you're going to miss out on life between here and the end of the 22 and a half years because you don't have the money for travel and romance and fitness and all the other great parts of life. So I encourage everybody when they get home tonight, and by the way, if you're a married couple or what's the words, you have a significant other, you got to do this together. You got to. Even those of you who keep separate bank accounts, keep your money separate between you. You got to do it together. Look at where you're at. Analyze it. Evaluate it. Don't get negged out. Just recognize all a negative, if you will, result means is that you got to change which you're fully capable of. Just don't keep doing the same thing over and over again, thinking you're going to get some miraculous result, different result. It's not going to happen. So, to summarize it, having the right map doesn't help if you don't know where you're starting from. So step one is to do an honest evaluation tonight. Don't make excuses. Do it. Got a baseball game. Okay, after the baseball game. No, I'll be drunk. Drink less. Do it tonight. Evaluate it. Learn where you are on the map. Then decide to change if that is what needs to be done and start taking small action steps towards that change. And I give this book away a lot, but those of you who don't know where to start, you're going, man, Steve, I don't need to look at my books to understand I'm not in the financial position I want to be in. Okay. Email me and I'll send you a book and a reading list to get you started. The book is called The Richest Man in Babylon by George Klassen. Phenomenal book. I gave it to my son when he was 8, my daughter when she was 7 or 8. And it made all the difference for them financially. Email me. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. And I'll email you the book and the reading list. You will not be put on our mailing list. You'll only receive one email from us, and that's the book. So don't worry that I'm going to put you on my email list or anything like that. Just email me. I'll send you the book, and that's it. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Now, I'm going to open the phone lines now. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Or email me. It's asksteve@totalwealthacademy.com. Ask Steve. Actually, you don't need to use the ask. Just Steve. I'm sorry. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. And if you're a little shy, give a fake name if you call in, or put anonymous at the beginning of the email. At the beginning, not at the end. I've read through emails before, and at the bottom it says anonymous. But I've already given out the listener's name. So 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. All right, this is the Total Wealth Academy radio show. You can always find us online at totalwealthacademy.com. You can register for our free sample class there as well. All right, thanks for listening. We'll talk more after the break.
Hi, this is Steve Davis of the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Most people think they need hundreds of thousands of dollars to successfully invest in real estate. That's simply not true. If you have $100,000 or more, you can begin passive investing today. No worrying with contractors or tenants, and you get all the benefits of real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com, and click the free sample class button. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we're going to go straight to the phone lines. They are open at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. And go to Old Town Katy, which I will be hitting over there after the radio show, and talk to Brad. Hey, Brad, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you for calling. How can I help?
I'm wondering if there's a possibility for me to do this. Kind of a stay-at-home dad, and wife just makes a lot more money than I could ever make. And
lucky
trying
you.
To figure out if I could do something. Yeah, yes. but I want to get her out of that.
Yeah, understood. Yeah, there is, Brad. A lot of, well, let me ask you a couple of questions. Sure. One, how much are you guys saving every month? Or is it a paycheck-to-paycheck situation?
It's a paycheck-to-paycheck situation right now.
Okay, Brad. One of the things, how many kids?
Two.
Okay. One of the things that I did, I started with bad credit and no money. So I was a little, I was actually 30 grand in debt. So I was a little bit negative cash flow wise. So right. What I had to do was wholesale. Wholesaling is where you find deals for other investors.
Right.
The catch to it, Brad, that takes about 2 hours of intense phone time every day, Monday through Friday. So
right.
With two kids, you know, that can be a challenge. It's worth it, though. How old are they?
13 and 15. So that's kind of where this comes in, is that I really want
it's time
to be able to put them through school.
Yeah.
This is our avenue to do that.
Well, be sure to email me and let me send you that book and get them to read it, too.
Yes,
like I said, I got my son started at about 7 or 8 reading these types of books. So they're prime age for it. We're even doing a kids class coming up. I think it's June 17th. That's open to non-members. And you could bring your kids to that as well. But since they're that age, you should have some free time during the day where you could spend 2 hours. Yeah, I can teach you how to do that.
Okay.
All right, Brad. I sure appreciate the phone call.
Yes, sir. I appreciate your time. Have a good one, all right?
You too, buddy. Take care. Yeah, I don't want anybody who's struggling like I was to think it can't be done. It's just work. It's flipping work. But the rewards are phenomenal. You know, I love Schwarzenegger, and I'll butcher his accent, but he always said, no matter what my goal was, I was willing to do the work. I would work harder than the next guy. And he just had that, if I have a goal, I don't care how much work it takes, I'm willing to do it. So Brad, if you're willing to bust your butt about 2 hours a day on the phone, sometimes you'll have to leave to go look at a particular property or something like that. But the majority of it is phone work. So please come to our free sample class and check us out, because we teach that in our Saturday class. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Let me see if I can get this email. You know, Alan, yes, I have several lenders that we use. We have 7 of them. I'm just going to pick a couple out of the hat. The first one is noblemortgage.com, noblemortgage.com. Ask for Daryl Dyke. And what they'll do is they'll ask you who you are, how you heard about us, tell them you heard on this show, and then they'll put you in touch with the right person. Daryl's the owner. You don't need to talk to him. But ask for him so that you can tell him where you got the lead, and then they'll put you with the right person that deals with my radio show listeners. The second one is Verity Mortgage. And again, I apologize to the other lenders. I'm just picking 2 out of my head. Verity Mortgage. Ask for Donnie Gothard. And I think it's veritymortgage.com. But just look up Verity Mortgage and then ask for Donnie Gothard, and they'll put, actually, that is the person you want to talk to. This guy's a real estate genius. And what I mean by that, is he doesn't just lend, he's investing too. He just did two flips where both of the flips made over $100,000. And these were only $500,000 homes. So he is a phenomenal investor. So as you're talking to him about mortgages, if he sees a flaw in your deal, he'll tell you. If he thinks the deal is good, then you know it's good. So check out both of those. NobleMortgage.com, ask for Daryl. Verity Mortgage, ask for Donnie Gothard. Okay. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Next question is an email. Okay, this is Jordan about getting into wholesaling. Jordan's also got a situation, oh boy, negative cash flow, not just paycheck to paycheck. I'll tell you, this question about how to wholesale is too long for the radio show. But we spend about 2 hours on it in our Saturday class. I will refer you to a book. It's called The Bible of Wholesaling. It's by Than Merrill. Than Merrill. Check that book out and then come to our free sample class and I will explain wholesaling in a nutshell. Jordan, basically what you're doing is you hustle on the phone a couple hours a day. You find a deal. You get it under contract in your name. That way nobody can steal it from you. And you sign a one-page assignment agreement with an investor for a finder's fee. Now, finder's fees, there's a huge range. $5,000 per deal. I've seen deals with $40,000 finder's fees. So it's all over the place. It depends on how good the deal is and also how big it was. Meaning that $40,000 finder's fee was for like a $1 million home. 5 to 10 is pretty standard for a $300,000-$500,000 home. So yes, you can supplement your income. Okay, you're in a sales job. I see that. That's all this is, Jordan. Everything about real estate is sales. It's selling the seller to sell it to you at a good deal, selling the investor to buy it from you, selling the their job is to sell the mortgage company into giving them the loan. Then their job is to sell the tenant into leasing it. It's all sales. So if you're good at sales, Jordan, you'll be good at wholesaling. So please come check us out. Just go to TotalWealthAcademy.com and click on the free sample class. Okay, let's go to the next email. Oh, that's the same email. Sorry. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Or email me. It's Steve@TotalWealthAcademy.com. Steve@TotalWealthAcademy.com. And that email's open to you 24/7. You don't have to wait for a radio show. If you've got a question for me, give me a buzz. Okay, this is from William. William is asking about assigning the contract to an LLC. Okay, first off, William, make sure you disclose this to the seller. There generally is no problem. The seller doesn't care. But you want to disclose it to them because at the closing table, if they see a different name, it can make them nervous. So full disclosure, William, make sure you tell the seller what you're doing. Make sure the title company knows what you're doing. And you should have no problems at all. So you've got it under contract in your name. You want to assign it to your LLC. That's a one-page document. Give that to the title company and you'll have no problems at all. And any title company can handle that, period. Very easy. Okay. Phone lines are open for a couple more. Nope. We are at 2:59. We are done. Okay, I want to thank everybody for listening today. I truly appreciate it, and thank you for the phone call, Brad. Everybody have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk again tomorrow at 1.
You've been listening to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.